This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm David Green. It's time now for All Tech Considered. Today we're talking about movies and the internet. In a few minutes, we'll explore Netflix through its serial raters, people who've rated thousands of movies. But first, here's a big problem facing a new generation of filmmakers. How do you make a movie that's visually dynamic about people who spend all of their time in front of computers? Two new movies, The Social Network and Catfish, are tackling that challenge, as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Catfish is a documentary. It follows an online romance that takes a turn for the weird.
I mean, she must be pretty awesome, at least from Facebook.
That's Neve Schulman, a cute, personable New Yorker who meets a pretty girl from Michigan online. They chat, they swap apps, and eventually they sext. Schulman says he fell for her without even having met her in real life, IRL.
Every day I was logging into my email and logging onto Facebook and diving into these wall posts, messages, and that was really sort of how the relationship existed for me.
Some of the main characters of the film are computer applications.
That's Catfish documentarian Henry Joost.
Like Facebook, Gmail, and Google Maps, and YouTube, and Google.
Another character is Neve's brother. Ariel Schulman is also one of the filmmakers.
It took us a long time to figure out how to tell this story because so much of the correspondence was over email.
But making correspondence cinematic is actually an old dilemma.
Dearest Lizzie, something has occurred of a most unexpected and serious nature.
From adaptations of Pride and Prejudice to You've Got Mail, directors have labored to film long epistolary passages.
I had a gut feeling you would be online now. I can give you advice. I'm great at advice.
If only you could help.
You've Got Mail was made over a decade ago. IM and laptops were cool and new, and it was fun to watch people use them. With Catfish, filmmaker Henry Joost wanted to avoid already worn-out visuals. Close-ups of keyboards and eyes scanning screens and, God forbid, dial-up noises.
There's sort of a history of movies about life on computers, maybe starting with War Games, that old Matthew Broderick movie. And there's been this whole trope of close-ups of fingers and computers booting up and like bars going across the screen. And they always use these fake interfaces that are not the computer screens that we see in our daily lives.
It's so frustrating as an internet user to watch someone else Google, right? So how do you capture that experience in film?
That's Jessica Pressman, a Yale professor who studies digital culture. She says some of the first movies that really captured the immersive experience of being online include The Matrix and The Net.
In The Net, that 1995 movie with Sandra Bullock, you see the screen, you see what she's engaging with and the information popping up.
Okay, what's this? Terminate all Mozart's Ghost files now. Terminate. Gotcha, don't I?
You actually get the sense that you are the user and you're not just watching her program. That seems much more engaging than watching someone actually click and navigate.
Likewise, Catfish thrusts its viewers into the forensics of Facebook and YouTube as the hero tries to delve into his sweetheart's offline identity. Filmmaker Ariel Schulman.
We sort of realized that just filming right off of an iPhone screen or a computer screen and right out of your Gmail was cinematic enough. Just the screen itself is very dramatic.
In fact, the filmmakers decided to make real-life scenes more interesting by inserting digital elements. So when the characters are in the car, you see GPS-like graphics mapped onto the actual road. Still, Schulman's co-documentarian Henry Joost says at one point in Aspen, they just couldn't bear to be in a room filming Facebook chats for 1 second longer.
And I remember thinking, you know, we have to get outside and do something. And we took a ski lift up to the top of the mountain and went mountain biking.
But true to a film about the uneasy convergence of internet culture and real life, Neve Schulman brought his cell phone, just in case his online sweetheart texted him. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.